If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gulit Ufupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Google, this is something we often do not discuss, but tell us how the economy is performing in China.
So China is one of those economies that everybody does need to pay attention to, fundamentally because of its size, its scale, and of course its trading prowess. Despite the fact that it's still having a tit-for-tat battle with the United States in terms of tariffs, it's still been managing to perform incredibly well. Now, its economy managed to grow by 4.8% in the third quarter of this year in comparison to a year ago. It is slightly slower from the 5% that economists had expected, but one thing it is showing us for sure is that they are still firing on all cylinders, except when it comes to fixed asset investments. Now, this includes the likes of real estate, which is actually contracted by 0.5%. And if you take a look at the trend, especially post-pandemic, China has actually overinvested in property development, long, high-towered buildings that essentially are set out for apartments. And they've done this consistently in very urban areas, or urbanizing what was formerly rural areas. But because big businesses aren't plowing more capital into investing into some of these cities, essentially businesses aren't thriving and opening. That means the workforce is also not moving there. So for some time now, they've actually been plagued by this particular challenge when it comes to their property industry. However, despite that, they're still managing to keep up with their manufacturing numbers. Retail sales also grew by 3%, and of course, still managing to find new markets to partner with and export some of their goods to. We have yet to see where they end up with the US, as there are several meetings that are planned between now as well as the end of November. But until then, I guess we'll have to watch out for Trump's tweets and more details from China just to see how that particular matter settles.
Yeah, so this hour we're having a discussion about e-commerce, specifically via WhatsApp. Something else that's quite big in South Africa is online gambling. And it's troublingly so, in fact. Tell us about those numbers. Mm.
You're quite right. If we do talk about the psychological and just even survival factors regarding online gambling in South Africa, there's no secret. We actually have an online gambling challenge in the country. We've spoken to several CEOs about this on Kaya Biz, including the likes of Sun International, who've changed their CEO recently, who comes from an e-commerce and online betting background. But they've also invested in the likes of SunBet, which has also seen a surge in terms of their profits. But when we take a look at the overall numbers, just last week, Parliament had a sitting with the National Gambling Board of South Africa, and the CEO gave some context regarding the revenues of online gambling in the country. Now, if you consider that back in 2010, at least 80% of the revenues from gambling came from casinos, that shifted very quickly. This year so far, till the end of March 2025, 60% of all gambling revenues and money staked minus the winnings paid to customers were essentially from online gambling. Now, there's no surprise when you take a look at the pandemic, we saw a significant shift to online sports betting, as well as an increase in the number of platforms that have also been prevalent in the market. But coupled with that, there's a concern around illegal online gambling platforms, as well as the lack of regulatory structures that also exist in South Africa. Now, that speaks to provincial licenses that are being shared nationally as well, but also just trying to identify how best it is that we curb the loop to make sure that, yes, one, it is accessible, we understand the commercial objective, but we also need to prioritize the social economic responsibility, just given the kind of impact that this has on the livelihoods of many South Africans who at times, due to financial stress and strain, end up taking their lives just to make sure that they, I guess, erase any kind of challenges that they might experience. So business story, but one that has far, far-reaching economic and social impacts.
So what are the markets looking like?
Markets, well, they took a breather on Friday. Every other week, we've been talking about all-time highs, and it seems as though for now, there is a slight correction. The All-Share Index will open up from 110,736 points today. Currency-wise, we're still holding our own to the US dollar at 17.34, 23.30 to the pound, and now at 20.24 against the euro.
Thank you very much. It brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gulit Ufupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.